In the workshop, we pull out, there's an opportunity for coaches and athletes to share. I want you to think about a time when you used your personality and reacted to your team. Now you know about personal intervention. How could that look differently? So I was doing a high level soccer club in Chicago last year, and I was doing this workshop, and I was listening to their stories, because after they come up with it, they share the story. Then I asked for volunteers, and he was the senior captain of this high level club soccer team. And he was sharing, and his colors were red, green, high red and green. And he was sharing that he had a red card. He did something in the game. The coach pulled him out, and the coach was red, yellow. And so the coach was yelling at him. So this red, green athlete, what did he do in the heat of the moment? Yelled right back at the coach. What did the coach do? You're not going back in the game. And he sat him down. So the player was sharing, now that he knows about personal intervention, blah, blah, blah. So I said to him, will you share this, right? Will you share this with the bigger group? And he was like, oh no. And I go, look, you're the captain. I'm not gonna make you share it, but the impact will be invaluable because this is vulnerability. So this young man stood up. I didn't ask him. I asked for volunteers, but he did. So he shares a story, and then he shares, now that I know about personal intervention, he goes, I've been angry. This just happened 2 weeks ago. I've been angry at my coach for the last 2 weeks, not myself. Now I understand, wow, I should have, it was my personality, not my character, because that's what I struggled with. I'm a good player. I'm a good leader. I can't believe you're not putting me in the game. So powerful. Now the coach, I said, any other volunteers? And the coach, who is awesome, puts his hand up and says, well, since I'm the other half of that story, I need to share what I did because that's what I shared. Well, my red, yellow, I went right after him. I didn't use personal intervention. I, as the coach, used my personality and went right after an 18-year-old. I'm an adult. I made things worse for him instead of, now I understand how I should have pulled on my character and not have made that a double explosive situation. Beyond powerful. And here's what I'll tell you. There has not been a collegiate men's team or a high school men's team that gets to this part of the workshop and doesn't beg for every person to share their story of vulnerability. And we don't have time in the workshop, a short workshop, to hear every story. And so I say to the coaches, this is your team meeting tomorrow before you go on the field. And this is what I'm telling you as men. I believe men are craving vulnerability, but so often we don't allow them to have that because we don't think it's tough enough. And I'm here to tell you, it is tough enough. Because vulnerability helps to build trust. And what do we want but trust, right? If we don't trust each other, that goes back to self and team awareness.
So you just heard some from Lynn Ketchmarek in today's episode on how we can move from personality to character. That's what she's gonna be talking about today. Last week's episode was incredibly popular. If you haven't listened to it already, be sure to check it out. But don't just do that. Go to equilibriumandsports.com and discover your e-colors, because it's going to make this episode so much more impactful for you as a listener. Welcome to the Coaching Culture Podcast. I'm JP Nurbin alongside my co-host Nate Sanderson. And every week in 30 minutes or less, we're giving you transformational leadership tools and strategies. This podcast is brought to you by Thrive on Challenge, which provides mentorship for coaches to help them grow as a coach and build their culture. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. You're listening to episode 121, Moving from Personality to Character with Lynn Ketchmarek. Just a reminder to not forget to register at thriveonchallenge.com/public workshop for our next coaching culture workshop in Chicago on April 5th. It's for coaches of every sport. We ran our first in Minneapolis this fall, and coaches absolutely loved it. Football coach Justin Larson at St. Thomas Academy said this afterwards. The coaching culture workshop was a great experience for me as a coach because I was looking for ways to build a healthier culture on my team. They made it clear that you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And coaches are in a unique position to have a profound impact on the young people we work with. We loved having Justin there. We're looking forward to all of our new coaches that will be joining us in Chicago this April. So Lynn, one of my favorite lines that I saw on one of your kind of handouts and resources was this, when describing equilibrium sports. The biggest game changer is we actually take the behaviors that each person identifies as personality-based strengths and potential limiters, and we introduce personal intervention, which brings in your character as we use our proprietary tool and teach you how to press play and pause and move from your personality to your character, which is teaching something no other program does. Can you tell us a little bit about what all that means?
One of the things that we talk about is what is your personality and what is your character? And I want you to think about this generation that we're all coaching. What are traps? What are traps that would help you, traps in your character that would cause you to default to your personality? And for this generation, I use the word halt. Halts. Traps for this generation. And still us as adults, H is for hunger, when we're hungry, when our teams are hungry. U is Holtz, H-A, A, angry. When we're angry, we can default to our personality. For some of us, it's yelling. For some of us, it's not sharing how we feel. L is for lonely, when we're lonely. Everybody's lonely. But we're not talking about that. T is for hungry. T is for when we're tired. When our team is tired. Think about the end of the game. I've done this workshop with a couple of collegiate men's soccer teams. The last part of their season, the last part of their games, they were getting red cards. They were really a successful team. But red cards were eliminating them from getting to the championship game. Think about a red card in soccer. 95% of a red card is a reaction, personality-based reaction. And so I've worked with them for 2 years. They haven't had a red card in 2 years, and now they're getting to the championship game. So T is for tired and S is for screens. Think about if we understand traps. For me, when I'm thirsty, when I'm tired, when I'm hungry, I could become very red as a coach. And I did that in my youth. Now, when I feel that I'm thirsty, I look at my wrist. Oh my gosh, Lynn, your personality could come out. You need to press pause. You need to press play so that I stay below that waterline and use my character. Now I realize my traps so that I don't become red. I'm not too talkative. I'm not too bossy. I don't come off as harsh. Does that make sense? One of the biggest game changers for me, I coach an inner city team for the last 2 years that I've done this workshop with. And this is how it has changed me. For my high red athletes, I tell them right away, this is what you need to do. Get this done. For my yellows, we like to talk. I let them talk. Tell me how they feel. Get them moving. For my blues, I back up. I'm too much for blue and green. I was in their face. I back up and I soften my voice. And for my greens, I am so proud of myself. For my greens, my high E color greens, I literally say to them, what questions do you still have? What because I never gave them all the information that they needed to be successful. So the best I've ever been as a coach wasn't for the national team, wasn't 20 years for Division I, wasn't 10 years as a collegiate athletic director. It's for inner city kids right now today. because I understand them in a way that I never did before, and I understand myself better. This, JP, I want you to think about yourself. I want you to think about your personality, yellow over red, without even going through the course, because you're an educator. So I know that you both, I'm putting you on the spot. What are some opportunities? Think about your personality. I want you both to think about what are some potential limiters of your personality.
Two. The one is, and I see it when I work with coaches, and I see it in my relationship with my wife. So when people are telling me their problems, they haven't even finished explaining the problem, and I'm already formulating a solution for them. And I have to, like, that's like, pause that and just like, that's, listen.
And your yellow.
Yeah, like, and I'm, but, and then as soon as they finish, like, I want to, like, I don't want to take, let's not waste time here. Let's talk about solutions, right? And
so
my wife, and so sometimes, my wife, you know, for instance, I'm talking to her, she does want me to offer some potential solution. But now I try to ask, I try to stop and go, hey, do you just want me to listen right now? Or, you know, I try to do that. But I also do it with coaches, you know, I try to jump in there and fix things. The other thing is I think the red side of me, when someone, like say my daughter, for instance, or someone I've been working with, they're not doing what we talked about doing. Like, they're not going with the plan. They're not taking the actions. You know, my daughter's not going to bed. She's not brushing her teeth. Like, that's really challenging for me because we're not going anywhere. We're just kind of at this halt. And I just, yeah, I really, really struggle in those moments because nothing's happening, you know, and I want something to happen. I want us to be moving towards whatever we're supposed to be doing.
And that's her personality, right? And think about coaches who get frustrated. They've just given a drill to their team. Their team goes out to do the drill. It doesn't look anything like they communicated what they said. And, you know, and oh my gosh, there's so much more. This goes such a deeper level. Blue and greens have a tendency to be better listeners than yellows and reds. And if we know that, there's ways to help that. So Nate, tell me, what do you think a couple of your potential limiters are?
Well, I think as a strong blue, that empathy piece can keep me from saying things that are going to make others feel poorly or react poorly because I can anticipate, you know, that emotional reaction. So, and I think even along those lines, I've gotten better with that in a lot of the conversations, not that I'm a heartbreaker, you know, all the time, but just when you have to have hard conversations about playing time or roles or, you know, whatever it might be, I'm trying to learn more how to be empathetic with reality, you know, at the same time, like this is an uncomfortable truth, but we have to walk through it together. And I'm finding that there's value in that, I think.
Yeah.
I think along the same lines, I'm probably overly sensitive sometimes to, you know, the opinions and feelings of others, of whether it's whatever, how we're coaching or how we're, you know, doing whatever. I know that can be a limiter for me at times. And I think my low green, I know there's different ones in here, but like I get this all the time, like in practice, you know, we lay it out. Okay, we're gonna do this. We're gonna attack in this way, and then players will say, "Well, what am I supposed to do here? Or how are we supposed to rotate?" And my default answer is, "I don't care. You guys just figure it out because the rotation doesn't matter to me." Or the, you know, we don't run a lot of set plays. We really don't run any set plays, I guess, for that matter. And partially because I just struggle with the, you know, the little individual pieces. We got to get all five pieces right and everybody's got to be here. And I just can't think and communicate very well that way. So we don't play that way, you know, and for some kids, that's great. And for others, I can see that they become frustrated because they want the rule. I'm here. I do this. I see that. I do this. And so
that kills. And I didn't realize how much that kind of a thing kills green. You talk about a coach screaming in your face and how that doesn't feel good. When you don't give the how to a green, that's just like screaming at them. Like, that's where we're unintentionally hurting people. So both of you, pause opportunities. So I want you to think about effective communication, which we go over in our workshop. Effective communication is effective speaking. for some of us, right, too much talking, not sharing your opinion because you're worried about someone liking you. Others, texting, right? Think about social media today. Social media is a react. 95% of social media is a reaction. Think about if we could teach our teenagers that what they're posting is a reaction. It's their personality, not their character. So, so communication, effective speaking, is it enough? Is it clear? Blah, blah, blah. Listening. Some of us, our personalities, we are better listeners because of our personality. I didn't realize I wasn't a good listener. I listen, but to a point, and then boom, I already know the solution. So I'm cutting you off and telling you how to solve it instead of, and that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good for people. Instead of listening. And then the third most important factor, character habit, in effective communication is listening to understand. Think about it. Speaking, listening, acknowledging. Take away any one of those, and we are not effective communicators. Now, what's really amazing is we all have different information filters. We have different information filters. Red, I just want to know what. Just tell me what to do. Why do we need to do this, coach? And the green, how? Give me more details. I never gave the why or the how, so I left my blue and green teammates with not enough information for them to be successful. So that's the power of this. Are you giving the what, the how, and the why, and the who effectively for everyone? It's amazing, the power of it. Think about coaches. When we're giving, and I've been very blah, blah, blah on this call. So this is what we know. This is what research tells us. And for some of us, this is what we do. We tell, we tell, we tell, we tell. Only 10% goes in. So when you're telling a group of athletes a new drill, here's what I want, here's what I want, here's one we want, only 10% is going in. So of course they're not going to get it. But when you give a little information, and especially I'm high yellow, so I'm naturally not a good listener, and I didn't know that. So if my coach is telling me a little bit and says, Lynn, can you give me back feedback on what I just said? Tell the team what the first part of the drill is. Whoosh! Now, that's a clue to me. Wow, you better stay focused. Don't just listen for the what and the who. Lynn, she could call on you at any time. And I share this with coaches who have a lot of high yellow, red team. Keep asking. So when you are give a little, take a little. Give a little, take a little. 90% goes in.
Talked about, you know, just even before we started recording about how this is used beyond sports. It's used in and started actually in the oil business. And you've taken it to some, you know, you've said 7-year-old, 8-year-old teams, but you've also been there with the Notre Dame women's basketball team that was national champions. Can you tell a little bit about that experience of working with a high performing team like that, and really what they took from the experience?
Yeah. So, you know, kudos to Muffet because at this point in her career, right, highly, you know, decorated Hall of Famer coach, one of the top collegiate coaches in the year. In the world, sorry. And her team, she knew, and you can see her team is really struggling right now. You know, I want them to bring me back because she knew that her entire lineup graduated and another top returning junior went pro. So they all went pro. 6 women went pro. Her team, and you're seeing it on the court, are players who are talented players, but none of them have had to be a leader and none of them played for the last 2 years. She wanted something that could move them as quickly as possible forward and something that sticks. Well, here's the thing. Muffet and her coaching staff are very high red, green, green, red. They are on the business side of the e-color brain, right? Not good or bad, just is. 90% of her team is yellow, blue, blue, yellow. They are on the relationship side of the team, of the e-color brain. And after the first self and team awareness workshop, Muffet McGraw walked over to me and sat down after seeing and being through everything and said, wow, I have a lot to learn or I'm going to lose this team. Because she understood coaching staff is over here, players are over here, not right or wrong, just different. So this is powerful. So we did the second workshop, shared mission, vision, and values. Think about this. We all do goals with our teams. And but we must have a shared mission, shared vision, and values. I use the New Zealand All Blacks. Their mission, vision, and value is so simple. It's powerful, right? The legacy. I'm sure have both of you read the book, The Legacy? Ugh, I read it every time I don't have something to do, right? Because I learn something all the time. They came up with their mission and vision, a lot of hard work, very powerful, short to the point. And they had about, between the groups, they had about 24 different character habit words, their values that were going to drive them to achieve this mission and vision that they just came up with all over the place, right? So I gave out stickers. And this is the first part that the coaches were allowed to be part of. And I said to them, I want you to be selfish. I want you to be very selfish in this last part of the exercise, because I want you to look at, and they had some of the same words, like passion was over here on a different groups list. And I said, we're going to go three rounds. We're going to start with the players and then go to the coaches and then do a second round. And I want you to put the sticker next to the value, the character value that you believe will drive you on your hardest day during this season to stay true to your mission and vision. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So they were like, okay. And again, I want you to know that some of the words were similar on different words. So somebody may have put a sticker next to passion over here and passion over here. But I pulled it all together. So the coaches were at the back and the players were around in a horseshoe. And I saw the coaches looking at the words that the players put their stickers next to. And I was thinking, the coaches think these players are soft, right? And I let them look at it for a while. And then I said, wow, this is so powerful. And everyone was like, you know, looking. And I said, remember, the coaching staff is very high, red, green, green, red, which is the business side of the e-color brain. Get things done. The team is yellow, blue, blue, yellow. Remember, I am 44% yellow. The team put their stickers, the players, without realizing, put their stickers next to passion, integrity, and selflessness. And I said, for me, integrity, passion, and selflessness drives me. And all the players are cheering, cheering. So I gave them 30 seconds and I said, however, the coaching staff put their stickers next to competitiveness, grit, and hard work. For me, passion, selflessness, and integrity drives me to competitiveness, grit, and hard work. For your coaches, hard work, competitiveness, and grit drives them to passion, selflessness, and integrity. Not right or wrong, just different. And we need to understand each other. Does that make sense? So back in the 70s and 80s, when I played on the United States national team, the reason we didn't win a gold medal at world championships is because we didn't understand each other. We didn't understand each other. Here we are, how many years later? It's 2019, and we are losing championships and we are losing teammates because of relationships, because we still don't understand each other. There's other things about athletes today. I get it. But some of the things that are the same, my coach doesn't understand me, my teammates don't understand me. Equilibrium sports clears the way for that to get done at a level that you've never seen before.
Lynn, one of the things I think that's so empowering about, you know, just the process that you're describing here is twofold when I think about working with, you know, our athletes that we have today. On the one hand, it creates a really simple vocabulary for not just players and coaches to be able to interact, but for players to understand why their teammates, you know, default to in stressful situations or, you know, a tense halftime and somebody barks and somebody won't talk. You know, there's all these different sort of personality triggers that happen. And not to say that it's okay just for them to react in those ways, but they can begin to understand just the natural process that each person has that's so different from one another in a really simple way. And I think the thing that's so powerful about that too in a team context is that, again, like we talked about before, you just don't leave it at that. You know, I think one of the things is we've used different instruments in the past that's been really valuable is that it also gives you an opportunity to appreciate the strengths of others. You know, that there are times on a team when you need somebody that's going to sit in the back and listen to everybody talk, you know, somebody that's blue, that understands the room, and at the end has been able to process what the team needs to hear in that moment. You know, and as a coach, understanding, you know, a kid like me that's really low in red and really high in blue might have had the right thing to say, but never the opportunity to say it, to be able to give kids like that a voice that can really, you know, change a team or change a moment, you know, that can be critical for a team. And I think sometimes when you get personality conflicts on a team as well, that players don't always understand, you know, a high red is really valuable in certain situations and can be really destructive in others. And to be able to leverage their strengths and appreciate that this is what they do for the team, and yet for them to be able to operate in choice, where is now the time that we need my strength, or is this a moment where I need to pause? Like, I just see the value in so much of that for a team context as well.
True story. It happened about a year ago in one of our schools that has embedded e-colors in education for a couple of years. Remember, we start this at 7 years old. So it was a fifth grade class. They had a substitute teacher. And the teacher called on little Johnny, who is blue-green. She didn't know this. Like, they have blue, they have their e-colors all over the room, but she wasn't a substitute that knew about e-colors. So she called on Johnny to answer a question. And Johnny kept sitting there looking at her. So after a couple seconds, she said, "Don't worry, I'll call on somebody else." Every hand in the classroom shot up, and she called on someone, and they said, "No, no, no, Johnny's blue-green. He just needs more time to process." Think about the power in that. Think about it eliminates bullying in these schools. Think about our teams, and we're interpreting personality as "you don't like me." Bullying behavior, when it's personality, not character. The clarity of that becomes a very powerful tool.
We really appreciate you coming on and sharing today, because, you know, you've haven't given something that I just think it obviously helps us to reflect on ourselves and what we can change about ourselves, but it's also like a tool that can help our players. You know, I think that's one of the things coaches get frustrated is, all right, so what if I, you know, I'm working on myself, I'm changing these things, I'm improving, but my players aren't. But here you have something you can do together, and you've been incredibly vulnerable in this podcast and sharing with us, and I know there's such powerful. There's such power in that vulnerability within a team. So just as we're kind of wrapping up here, for the coaches out there that want to take this tool, what's their next step after this podcast?
Yeah, they can go online to Equilibria in Sports, check out our website, and take the PDI survey. As you guys did, the survey itself gives you some great information. And it's, you know, I had an athletic director say to me, after he took the survey, I said, well, what did you feel about the information you got? Well, I wasn't really, you know, connecting to it. The very next day he called me and said, I need to apologize to you. I gave that information to my wife and she said, I am 100% every single thing that survey came back with. He just wasn't self-aware. So that gives you some great information and contact me. You know, my email's on that website, our contact information, because I just think this needs to be everywhere. It needs to be everywhere. Every time I watch pro sports and I see things happening, collegiate sports, and I think that was a reaction, that was personality. You know, I want to send a message to the coach going, I can help that man, I can help that young woman. But so many of us have just read every book. We've had the 2-hour meetings, you know, we're done with PowerPoints. And so we're kind of done. But again, no, great leaders are open to the fact that there is something new around the corner, and it's equilibrium sports.
So I cannot begin to thank Lynn enough. We actually talked for hours. There's so much incredible stuff. We didn't have time to share it all. I think a lot of it needs to actually be experienced in one of our workshops, but she has made me such a believer, and she's been a big encourager of mine, that one of my top goals professionally in the new year is to have Lynn train me up in equilibria so that I can get out there and share some of these powerful tools with others as well. So don't forget, if you haven't already, to check out our website, equilibriainsports.com. Take your eColors assessment, figure those out. And she's also got her contact information in there. And I'll put it in the episode details as well.